Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
All right, hello and welcome to an episode of the MegaCast. You're probably wondering why the heck is this episode look so short? It's like 15 minutes long. What are Ted Smith and Steve doing? Are they mailing it in? Well, yes, of course we're mailing it in. But this time around, we weren't able to do an episode of the MegaCast on Wednesday. It just didn't work out. But here we are Thursday morning. I'm recording an interview with Tony Khan. So if you're a wrestling fan, this is the MegaCast for you. If you're not, I mean, you probably have better things to do with the next 15 minutes of your life. I understand. Come back next week. It's okay. I get that this is just a small group of people that will enjoy this. But if you're a wrestling fan, you probably know about All Elite Wrestling and the man that created it, the president, the guy that runs it, the mind behind All Elite Wrestling is Tony Khan. And he found some time to call me and chat with me. It's a short one, but that's just how it is. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with Tony Khan from All Elite Wrestling. We're back, and the big pay-per-view is happening this Sunday, Double or Nothing. You can watch that pay-per-view wherever you watch your pay-per-views. I think Bleacher Report is one place as well. But Tony Khan is the president of All Elite Wrestling, and he's joining me now on the MegaCast. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us again. It's always great getting a chance to chat with you.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, man.
And, dude, congratulations. 3 years of All Elite Wrestling. I mean, looking back on these 3 years, you got to be very proud.
I'm very proud. I can't believe how much accomplished in 3 years of AEW. It's been amazing, and it's all due to great wrestling fans like you. Thank you for giving me a chance to promote AEW Double or Nothing this weekend. We got a huge pay-per-view on Sunday and a little sneak preview with Friday Night Rampage, 6:30 Eastern on TNT.
I know we'll get to figure out who's going to be in the big finals for the Owen Hart tournament with the ladies, of course, because you got Ruby Soho and still Chris Statlander. Still got to go head to head and figure that out.
Well, it'll be on a little bit early.
Yes, 3:30 for us.
For you guys, 3:30 out there in Seattle.
Dude, I mean, I have so many things I want to say. The first thing that popped in my mind, just because we're talking about Ruby and Chris, I was a fan of what Chris Statlander was doing originally, but it's so cool to see, like, to give someone that freedom to be like, I'm going to just revamp who I am. And what she's come up with and what she's become is even cooler than what she was doing before. I think it's just awesome.
Well, I think it's been a great reinvention for Chris Statlander. We've seen some wrestlers reinvent themselves in exciting ways over the years. And Chris Statlander, certainly no exception here. I'm very excited for her, and I'm very excited for her match on Friday Night Rampage against Ruby Soho. The winner's going on to Double or Nothing on Sunday, and it's a big show. It's a big event, and they both want to be on that show, I can promise you.
And we mentioned how, like, celebrating the three-year anniversary. Go back 3 years ago, or even a little bit before that, when you're first thinking about this, did you ever think that you would have a pay-per-view where the main event features CM Punk? Because, I mean, 3 years ago, the idea of him even being in the wrestling ring again seemed so foreign to a lot of us wrestling fans. And now, I mean, what an incredible run he's had since he's been a part of All Elite Wrestling, and it's all coming to a massive moment between him and Hangman Page.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge fight. It's a kind of fight I think as wrestling fans we all dream of, and to have a great world champion, Hangman Page, fighting against a great number one contender, CM Punk, it's a dream situation. I cannot wait for Double or Nothing on Sunday. Like I said, Rampage and Double or Nothing, it starts up a little bit earlier there
right
on the West Coast. And we've got a great, great night of action leading up to a big main event. I never would have dreamed at the beginning that CM Punk was going to come back, to be honest, because I was trying to get him to come back, and he wasn't budging. And so, I spent many years trying to get CM Punk out of retirement before I think it was the fans that convinced him. You know, we had such great reception for AEW. We had been doing Dynamite at that point for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And the fans called for CM Punk. They would chant his name. They wanted to see him. And, man, when he finally came back, it was a big deal. And not only did he come back to pro wrestling, he came back in great shape. He came back motivated.
Yep.
And he came back with a plan. He wanted to fight the young wrestlers and work his way up the ladder. Then he started fighting the veterans, including some veterans who were unheralded and really deserved respect. And then he got in this really personal rivalry with MJF that just changed AEW.
Yeah.
And brought in new fans and really captivated TV audiences all over the world. Because in addition to great fans all over America, including there in Seattle, we got 130 countries around the world watching AEW now.
Oh, wow.
And CM Punk is a household name in any pro wrestling household. So it was a big deal to get him back. And Hangman Page has been such a dominant fighting champion so far, and he's proven what a fighting champion he is taking on CM Punk.
Tony, do you remember the moment when you, because you said, like, you know, for the longest time you were trying to get CM Punk to be a part of it, he wasn't budging at all. Do you remember that moment when you're like, oh man, I think we might be able to get him to come over here? And was there someone that you reached out to within AEW like, dude, I think we might be able to get CM Punk to join us?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
And I had been talking to him for a long time, and the moment was, it was kind of quiet because I texted with him and built a really good relationship with him, and he was really enjoying the shows in the pandemic. And honestly, I think one of the things that really moved him was the tribute show that we did for the late, great Mr. Brody Lee. And it was a great show, and I had been talking to him a lot before that, but after that we talked even more. And we tried to give a very respectful send-off to our friend. And I think a lot of people in the wrestling community appreciated that it was a really heartfelt show for somebody we all loved. And in general, I had texted with him and kept up with him. And he just said one day, you know, I'm feeling like I want to come back. It's just, you know, during the pandemic with the restrictions and stuff, I'm not coming back till the fans are back and the arenas are packed and I can go on tour and do it the right way. So then it was really just, boy, when the arenas open back up, I think this is going to be very exciting. And we started to plan, build around it. And here we are less than a year later. It's changed the company. It's changed for many fans how they watch pro wrestling. And I just think we've done something really special to get CM Punk back in wrestling, and it's all been building to a big championship fight on Sunday on pay-per-view.
I have a random question for you, because I have a few friends that work over at All Elite Wrestling, guys like Swerve, and also guys that have also been a part of like Darby Allin as well, and some that have even gotten the opportunities to wrestle in dark matches that are just trying to work their way up the ladder. And I always ask them, like, what do they love about AEW? And it's like, as a fan and also as the wrestlers, I seem like the one word that comes up a lot is it's a fun place. It's fun to watch. It's a fun place to be there. And I feel like a lot of that attributes to you and the leadership style that you have. But for you, what do you think makes AEW so special? Just watching and seeing everything, has it talking with fans? You're so connected with the fans and obviously very connected with the folks that work there. But what do you think makes AEW so special?
I think the most important thing about All Elite Wrestling, AEW, is the connection with the fans. You know, now we have some of the biggest stars in the history of pro wrestling. We had a great roster when we launched. Chris Jericho was a centerpiece star, and we built around him. And since then, so many big names have come into AEW, and we've built young stars, including Seattle's own Darby Allin, signed free agents, like you mentioned, Swerve Strickland, and probably the biggest wrestler ever to come out of the state of Washington, Brian Danielson, the American Dragon. And so we brought in young stars who developed. We brought in big names. We talked about CM Punk coming, which changed the company even more. And all this time, the one thing that's been the most consistent has been the fans there for us on TV every week during the pandemic, not necessarily in the live arenas every week when attendance was restricted. But, you know, for the most part, before and after that, we've had great crowds every week, no matter where we go across the country. And I think the fans have been the one thing consistently since day one that have kept the company going. And I'm a wrestling fan. You're a wrestling fan, man. And I think we all love it, you know, and, yeah. and it's in our bones and you just can't get away from it. And here in AEW, we really embrace that, you know, embrace the word wrestling and try to put on shows that are fun for the fans and keep them coming back. So I think it's the most important thing in the world of wrestling is your relationship with the fans.
And just when you have wrestlers being artists as well, instead of art form, and when artists are having fun and being in that right creative mind space, I think it does show. And I think that to me is something that I've always noticed when I watch All Elite Wrestling. Like those guys and gals are in there, and they're you could just see that they're in that moment, and there's something special about that, man. And I just love watching All Elite Wrestling. I can't wait for Sunday for Double or Nothing. It's a big one in Vegas again, and I got to imagine you're all very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm fired up, Steve. It's great to be back in Vegas for Double or Nothing. It's where it all started for us 3 years ago, and it's crazy. The time has flown, but I think we've accomplished a lot in 3 years. You know, for the wrestling fans, when we started, if we told them 3 years later we're going to have a world title match between Hangman Page and CM Punk, they would know a lot would have happened in those 3 years.
Right.
And to look at Chris, you know, Chris Jericho, look at him. He looks fantastic. He looks better than ever. And over these 3 years, he's reinvented himself. He looks better than ever. We've brought in Sting and Matt and Jeff Hardy. It's just, it's awesome. And, you know, I think a lot of our growth is due to wrestling fans in the media like you. Mm-hmm. There's so many great wrestling fans in the media that have given me and the wrestlers of AEW this chance to come and promote our show, tell the world about AEW Rampage on Friday night on TNT, about Wednesday night Dynamite on TBS, and especially right now about Double or Nothing on pay-per-view on Sunday.
Dude, I appreciate taking it. I know they talk about time is running short. I know you got to go and do more interviews. That's my biggest complaint with you, Tony, is every time I chat with you, it's like, man, I could do like 40 minutes, an hour. It's like you always have so much great stuff to share with us. And thanks again for making wrestling fun. And looking forward to this Friday, of course, with Rampage. And then, of course, man, Sunday's going to be insane. And have a great time in Vegas. And thanks again for taking some time and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being a wrestling fan, Steve. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. I'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Thank you. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. There you go, Tony Khan. I barely even got to ask any questions. The guy gives great answers. It's very frustrating. I just need more than 10 minutes with him. But hey, thanks for listening for this super truncated version of the MegaCast. I believe Ted and I will be back next week. You just never know with the two of us. It's one of those situations where sometimes we're even in the room and we never get around to getting the podcast done. But that's just what we do. That's the magic of the MegaCast, I assume. You can follow us at the MegaCast. Be sure to let Tony Khan know you enjoyed hearing him on the MegaCast, and maybe we'll get him on for a third time. And maybe that time it'll be with Ted, but I'm a little worried because Ted will only want to talk about soccer with him because he is one of the owners of a soccer club, Fulham, which is kind of crazy. But like I said, follow us on Twitter. I'm rambling now, and that's not a good thing because I might say something stupid, like Ted's a poop head or something. I don't know. Don't tell him I told you that. All right. We'll be back next week.